The death of 90-year-old Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz continues to highlight the hypocrisy of the Saudi regime and its supporters. King Abdullah was a brutal and repressive leader both inside and outside of his country. There was little tolerance on the part of the king for dissent, and those who decided otherwise usually paid a heavy price. There are estimates that there may be up to 30,000 political prisoners in Saudi Arabia. Freedom of speech, freedom to protest, and freedom of any kind was just about frowned upon by Abdullah. He led a network of terror from Bahrain to Egypt to Yemen and beyond. He was partially responsible for the Taliban and ISIS. He used the billions and billions of dollars of oil revenues to buy whomever he needed to control from the west to the east. As his life was filled with much controversy, so is his death. Listen to the reaction of world leaders upon his death. In Bahrain, where Abdullah sent troops to suppress the revolution, Manama has called for a 40-day mourning period for his death. In Egypt, by the way, Abdullah was a big supporter of former Egyptian dictator Hosni Mubarak, and current president Abdel Fattah al-Sisi was an ally of Mubarak. Thus, Egypt has declared a week of mourning and just coincidentally has canceled any celebrations commemorating the January 25th uprising leading to the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. The UK is flying its flag at half-mast. Prince Charles is leading a delegation to go to Saudi Arabia. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde released a statement saying, quote, "It is with great sadness that I have learned of the passing of King Abdullah. He was a global statesman who was admired not only in Saudi Arabia but around the world. He strongly believed in global cooperation and worked hard towards his goal." According to Israeli President Reuven Rivlin, King Abdullah acted as a moderator, respecting the sensitivity and sanctity of Jerusalem, and sought to promote a vision of prosperity for the region. And according to a tweet by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, says that King Abdullah was a man of wisdom and vision. The U.S. has lost a friend, and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Middle East, and the world has lost a revered leader. Perhaps the entity behind the creation of ISIS and most of the conflict in the region is considered visionary by the Americans. But for the people of his own country and the region, Abdullah will not be forgotten as an oppressive leader who initiated conflict throughout the Muslim world and served the interests of the Zionist entity. From the comments of these so-called leaders, it is obvious that he did not serve the interests of the people of the region. And now he must pay, and his phony supporters will also pay very soon. He must begin to pay for all the blood on his hands, all the chaos that he has caused, all the money that he's stolen, and all the rights of the people that he has crushed. The time is now for the equalizer. Pay Abdullah for the crimes you have committed.